It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, teacher licensing rules have been loosened to address a teacher shortage in Wisconsin. We'll get the latest as back-to-school time gets closer and closer. First, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen signaled today that a change to the nation's low interest rates could be on the way. In a speech at a policy conference earlier today, Yellen said the case for raising the interest rate has strengthened in recent months due to improving economic conditions. She stopped short, though, of saying when that raise might actually happen. The Fed raised its benchmark interest rate in December, the first hike in nearly a decade, but it's still sitting at this historically low 0.4%. So why has that rate been almost untouchable for so long, and what does it all mean for you? Chris Farrell joins us now. He's a senior economics contributor for Marketplace and economics commentator for Minnesota Public Radio. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the thing all this time in this interest rate has been, okay, the economy's improving, but not fast, so we don't want to raise the interest rate, risk that recovery. Are we getting to a point where we're saying, okay, things are good enough, we can bump that rate up?
Well, there's a large group of people who are saying, well, what's really changed? Yes, she's given this talk before where she's saying there's signs of strengthening the economy, and there's no question about that when you look at the decline in the unemployment rate. And recently we got some numbers that, you know, the housing market is doing better, and earlier in the week we got the durable goods number. These are the, you know, refrigerators and, you know, automobiles, longer-term investments. And, you know, that was doing better, largely driven by commercial aircraft, but still doing better. So there's lots of signs that the economy is doing all right. But there's, and Yellen's been saying, as the economy gets better, we're going to raise this benchmark interest rate. But the betting is they're not going to do it in September. Maybe they'll do it in December. But again, there's no inflation problem. There's still a lot of people out of the labor force that would like to be in the labor force. What's the rush? So this talk didn't really change anything except for reiterate her position. We will be raising that benchmark interest rate as we get signs of strength in the economy.
You mentioned inflation. Is that one of the downsides of keeping rates low, the potential downsides, I should say, of keeping these rates low, that inflation might go up?
Well, you know, they'd actually like to see a little bit of inflation because they have this target range of 2%, and inflation's running around, you know, 1.5%, 1.2%. It really hasn't, for the past 5-6 years, hasn't really gotten very close to 2%. And, you know, part of this, this is part of the debate that's going on, is this because we just don't have enough, we're just not growing fast enough. You know, if we had some faster growth, we'd have higher inflation rates, or are we in a global economy with Amazon.com and the U.S. being the swing producer now with oil, with the shale oil revolution? And so in this world, instead of a price pressure toward inflation or higher prices, is it really a price pressure toward deflation or lower prices? This is one of the big questions that's out there. No one has a really good answer. There's a lot of good answers, but no one has the answer on that. But that is one of the things that people are saying, look, you don't have inflation, you still have a lot of people looking for jobs, why rush it?
Yeah, so why rush it? If there doesn't seem to be a downside, why does it just seem like it's something we got to do at some point?
Well, it's this thing, what it seems to be, and I think what it has become, whether you're on Wall Street or you're in Washington, D.C., you know, it has become sort of, it is the symbol of a return to normalcy. That seems to be why this is, there's so much interest in this, why it seems to be so important. And, you know, they've signaled fairly strongly over the past year, as you mentioned, that they might raise this benchmark interest rate. And then if you remember, there were the concerns about China. Was the Chinese economy imploding? And what were the spillover effects there? Maybe we shouldn't do it now. So there's been lots of things that have been happening that have slowed the hand of the Federal Reserve. So this has become a sign that the Federal Reserve is really confident about the economic recovery. They're really confident we're going back to a normal world, and that seems to be reassuring to Wall Street. So that's why she wants to do it. But again, you keep coming back to this job market's not as healthy as we'd like it to be, despite this low unemployment rate.
It seems like raising the interest rate is kind of like cleaning the basement. You have the notion that you should do it sometime, but there's always a good reason to not do it right now. So that said, are we going to find a reason to not do it in September and not do it in December?
So the betting is definitely September's out. Moody's economy.com came out with like a 30% chance of raising in September. That seems to be kind of a consensus point of view. Much higher possibility in December if we get a good fall, if we get some higher numbers. So December is a real possibility. And that's where I think the betting right now is going on. But I do want to emphasize one of the really important parts of her speech. You know, we're all looking at what are they going to do with this benchmark interest rate. But, you know, over the past couple of years, the Federal Reserve has done all these unusual things, negative yield, you know, negative interest rates, quantitative easing. And what she said, and I think this is really important, that in the world we're moving into, these are probably going to become standard parts of the Federal Reserve's toolkit, that quantitative easing is not a one-time event. Negative yields might not be a one-time event, that we may be moving into the kind of economy where the Fed is going to have to use these tools more often than not, rather than just simply being a side effect of the 2008-2009 Great Recession and global credit crunch.
We're talking to Chris Farrell from Marketplace about Janet Yellen, Fed Reserve Chair's speech today, looking at interest rates and, as he was just saying, so much more. I want to talk about this from an individual consumer perspective here, Chris. One, we had a caller actually kind of wondering about this. With these low interest rates, do we as individuals want to invest in the stock market? Do we want to save money, given that we get no return with low interest rates? And on the other hand, if rates are going up, should people be thinking about maybe doing that mortgage refinance they were kicking around?
Sure, a couple of things. First of all, one of the reasons why they want to return this world of normalcy and raise that interest rate is just because so many people are trying to save, and it is really hard to save when you don't get any interest rates, right? I mean, you probably have opened up your bank statement and you look at it and you made, you know, 3 cents over the past couple of years off the interest on your savings account. And lots of people have that. Yes, we're talking about raising interest rates, but it is doubtful that the spillover effect is going to be huge in terms of the mortgage market. So I would just be asking myself, should you be refinancing? Does it make financial sense for you to do it? Go ahead. But if interest rates are going to go up, when the Fed makes its move, let's say it's December, if the Fed makes its move in December, there will be some ripple effects, but we're not going back to a world of 6% interest rates or 8% interest rates. You know, you're talking about a modest increase working its way through the mortgage market.
The core issue, Chris, seems to be, as you indicated earlier, well, how is the economy doing really? And everybody's been talking about, yeah, it's a recovery, but it's a slow recovery. Jobs aren't where we want them. But then compare that to some of the times the economy's been looking great, but it turns out it was built on a bubble, dot-coms or right. Overinflated housing prices fueled by way too much debt. So is this gradual economy not as good as we want to see, but built on a stronger foundation?
I think it is built on a stronger foundation. You know, the one area that they're worried about with the low interest rates is the commercial real estate market, because developers tend to borrow huge sums of money. And at a low interest rate, there's always that temptation to borrow too much. But overall, this is a slow, steady economy. It's built on a good foundation. My suspicion is if you look at this economy, everything's kind of been slow in terms of, you know, the unemployment rate dropping. Now I think we're going to see the labor force participation rate is going to increase. So it's a very healthy economy. When you look at the private sector, a lot of the job losses have actually been in state and local governments and not much growth in the federal government. And we're starting to see some pickup there. So my suspicion is slow and steady, and we're always going to be surprised when it kicks into a higher gear.
Hey, Chris, there's this story out there we've been kind of following here on Central Time, this presidential race thing.
Oh, that thing?
You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you've been tracking that. So people wonder, the Federal Reserve, are they going to increase rates? Are they going to do something funky as we head toward a presidential election? Or are they going to wait till after? Ideally, the theory is they're insulated from politics. Are they really?
No, well, yes and no. Are they going to do something to try and affect the presidential election? No, they're not going to do that. I mean, they're looking at the economic data. They have their own credibility to worry about. And if you think about institutions like the Federal Reserve really do worry about their credibility and not the credibility of the President of the United States. So what they'll be looking at is they'll be doing two things. One is looking at the economic data, making this judgment call. When do we proclaim at the top of our lungs that we're moving back to this normal? normal world. They'll also be looking at, depending on how the presidential election goes, are there risks out there that if you look at, for example, Brexit in England, the central bank eased dramatically when the Brexit vote went through as an insurance policy to try and prevent, and it looks like successful, to help prevent a potential recession. So you could get that kind of reaction. I don't think we'd actually would have that, but you might get that kind of reaction from the Federal Reserve, but I don't believe the Federal Reserve will at all try to manipulate the election.
Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Been talking to Chris Farrell, senior economics contributor for Marketplace and economics commentator for Minnesota Public Radio. He joined us to talk about a possible upcoming interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve. Big speech today from the Federal Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen.